American Electric Power has agreed in federal court to stop operating two of its coal-burning power plants or convert them to natural gas operation by the end of 2015. The revised agreement also will result in substantial reductions in sulfur dioxide across the company's fleet of plants, according to Vermont Assistant Attorney General Thea Schwartz.
In the original agreement, they needed to cut their sulfur dioxide emissions to 260,000 tons by 2016. And under this revised agreement, they need to cut them down to 145,000 tons annually. Additionally, by 2029, the company needs to cut them down to 94,000 tons. This is a great achievement in terms of receiving additional environmental benefits with the reduction in sulfur dioxide emissions, as well as the state's getting mitigation funding to do environmental projects. So it's quite a good outcome for the states.
The emissions are a leading cause of acid rain. While pleased with the original 2007 settlement, Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan says these modifications will result in deeper emissions cuts.
The reduction in the total amount of pollution hitting the ground will help to reduce the amount of damage that occurs every day as a result of acid rain, and it'll get us one step closer to that day when we can say that the damage has stopped.
Vermont has also seen acid rain damage, particularly the spruce forests on Camel's Hump. Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner David Mears notes that the increased settlement funds will enhance environmental mitigation projects.
The last time that there was a settlement with this company and there was money set aside for that purpose, we used it in Vermont to put in place a program to replace outdated outdoor wood boilers, so we could reduce localized pollution associated with those. So we use them to address air pollution issues, and I know the other states have done similar projects. And, you know, with this additional funding, we're considering the ways in which our region and our state contribute to the problem and thinking of ways that we can, in our own way, reduce air pollution.
Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth believes that a major catalyst for this settlement and other major emissions reductions has been market changes in the use of natural gas.
I think that the industry as a whole, for a long time, did not switch to natural gas because the price fluctuated too much. You're going to see that the industry believes now that domestic natural gas is going to stay plentiful and cheap for the long run, and they will make the switch over. It's far cheaper to fuel switch to natural gas than retrofit these older plants. All of these pollutants require a different type of technology to remove them from the pollution stream, and fuel switching to natural gas is far more efficient and far cheaper.
American Electric Power asked that the settlement be revised because it wanted to install different and more efficient technology at two power plants. Spokesperson Melissa McHenry says the sulfur dioxide cuts track with what was already planned.
It's really not different than what we were already planning to achieve. So it wasn't an issue for us necessarily to agree to those additional reductions. And at the time of the original agreement, it was reached in 2007. Those were the reductions based on what we knew about how we were going to operate our fleet at that time. And the energy markets have changed a little bit. I mean, we have additional EPA regulations. Then also with the natural gas prices and the shale gas development in the U.S., it changes the market prices for electricity and also how people are operating their power plants.
The eight states will receive an additional $6 million in settlement funds. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.